everyone, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio, Whitney Shio's husband.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage has a chance.
Yes, every single marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And some of the tips that we provide here are super easy to do, but that also means that they're very easy not to do.
Yes, easy to do and easy not to do.
That's right. So, and you guys can always reach out to us on social media, where I'm at Whitney Shio on Twitter.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can like us on Facebook.
At Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Or you can read posts at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Whitney, what are we talking about today?
So today I wanted to talk about how important it is to show appreciation to your spouse.
Yes, show appreciation to your spouse.
Mm-hmm. So the psychologist William James said that the deepest human need is the craving to feel appreciated.
Okay.
So, which brings me to the idea that when your spouse feels like you appreciate them, it can totally lift their spirit. And it just brings so much positive energy.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so appreciation can be shown in a lot of different ways.
Like?
You can, first of all, you could start by saying thank you.
Okay. Just show that gratitude.
Yeah, show gratitude. Show that not only that you're happy to have them there with you, but for all the things they do. It's just nice to hear a thank you.
Thank you for being for being here with me.
Yes. And I think one of the biggest points that I would like to make is once we accept that we can actually do a lot more in life because we have a spouse, that is a huge breakthrough.
So we can do more because we have a spouse?
I mean, you can enjoy life more, you can accomplish more, you can do so much more because you're married. And that's, I think that is so important. We actually have, Pesa and I actually have a couple of friends.
Yes.
Who,
yes, we do.
They are waiting, a couple of friends.
Yes, we do. Yes, yay. We have two friends.
Yay. No, these particular guys are actually waiting to get married. They want to become financially successful before they, find a wife.
Yes, before they get married to find a wife, they want first to be financially successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they gave us the reason that they would not be able to provide as well once they have a wife, that she would actually take a lot of their time and their energy. So they feel as though it's going to be a lot easier if they just do everything first, get that out of the way, and then get married.
And which I think it's a great thing, because they are trying to say that they want to give 100% focus to their wife.
Oh, they want to be able to appreciate her more.
More, yes.
So, and the reason why I bring this up is, for those of you, if you've ever heard of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, that's a classic. If you haven't read that one.
When was that written? Was it in the 30s?
Yes, back in the day.
Okay, it's very old. But he brings up this point, and he describes a very special power that occurs when a husband and wife work as a team.
Yes.
So I just wanted to point that out and bring that up so that we can keep that in mind for later on in this podcast.
And
so,
folks, You know that's true if Napoleon Hill said it.
It's legitimate if it's in a book.
It's in a book.
We know that.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. So going back to showing appreciation, it is so vital if that's the deepest human need. As a spouse, if you can consistently, you know, send this vibe to your spouse that they matter and that it is a big deal that they're there with you.
Is it expensive to show appreciation to your spouse?
No.
How much does it cost?
I'm not even talking about buying things. I'm okay. Just, today the suggestions I had, starting with saying thank you, I think that does not cost money.
But what if their love language is receiving gifts?
You can always buy gifts. That's a really great way to show appreciation. But I think I wanted to explore this on a different level and also point out the fact that when you feel appreciated by your spouse, when you feel like your spouse actually values having you there, it's a lot easier to overlook mistakes that they make.
Oh, yes.
This is huge. This is something that can really bring a lot of positive energy into your home. And
yes.
Just into your marriage, really, overall.
Yes.
And some of the things that we can try as we're trying to just appreciate more is just notice things, you know, when your partner voices their opinion, just pay careful attention and show them that you're listening and that it matters to you. Also notice beauty. If your wife just looks absolutely stunning, or even if she doesn't look absolutely stunning, let her know.
So let her know she doesn't look.
No.
Whoa.
Let her know,
guys,
that you think she is so beautiful. Let her know that she. Anyways, skip
guys,
that.
Guys, just to clarify, don't let her know if she's not absolutely stunning.
Okay, skip that part. So. And also appreciating, aside from bringing the positive energy, it's just so nice to know that everything you do matters and it actually counts.
Yes.
And so appreciation can also be shown in ways that are unspoken too. For example, you could do something that they normally do. If it's a household chore.
Okay.
You could just, without saying anything, go ahead and do whatever that thing is. And then not only are they obviously going to be extremely thankful that you got that out of the way for them that day, but it lets them know that you actually see the value in them doing that work and you actually understand what it means to get that task done.
Yes.
And what it takes. So I think that's really nice. And also it just shows that you're aware that they do it.
That they do the task.
Yeah. So that I think is really great. Another thing is, aside from, you know, the saying thank yous, and you mentioned that you can get gifts.
Yeah, you can get gifts. If somebody's, if their love language is gift, getting gifts.
Also another thing is set some time aside. If it's once a week or once a day or whatever works for you guys, set a specific time apart that it's just for you guys. That's a great way. Just take time to enjoy each
okay.
other. Yeah. And because the damage that can be caused when we fail to see how much value our partner actually adds to our life, you don't want to go there, really. That can be so toxic to a relationship.
Like if they don't feel appreciated.
If we fail to see how much value they're bringing.
Yeah,
just how much value they add to our life. I mean, it just honestly that can be a very toxic thing to not notice.
that, okay, okay.
Just how great things are because of them. So that's huge. Also, by accepting our own flaws in a way that can also make it easier to appreciate our partner, because if we're just constantly looking at their flaws and thinking, okay, well, they're not that great, or, you know, they're not that special.
Yes.
But if we take a look at ourselves and we realize, okay, I'm really not perfect. But
to begin with, yes.
To begin with.
Yes.
But, and they're not perfect either.
Yes.
But, I mean, they do have a lot of really great qualities. And just the fact that they're here with me, that actually does mean something. So
what does this having a sense of gratitude come in? Where does that come in?
Mm-hmm. Sense of gratitude, like just showing that you're thankful that they're there with you. It's noticing it's a choice. Staying together is a choice. And so just knowing that they love you, that's really great. And so,
and also like putting everything in perspective, because somebody can say, there is no way I can appreciate the way she's acting.
Mm.
I mean, the last few days, mm-hmm. she has been a whatever. You know what?
Well, but, it's not, yeah, that's not as bad as me saying, oh, even if they don't look stunning, let them know.
Yes. So someone might say, you know what? The last few days, there's nothing I can say to her. Everything I say, she's just... She just like chops my mm-hmm. neck, like mm-hmm. she basically she's very upset for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can look at things in perspective, and you're like, you know what, things could get worse. Things can be worse. You could be actually be talking about like your wife is in maybe sick in the hospital mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So having that perspective, yes, it feels like things are crazy right now, but.
Mm-hmm.
Things for other folks are really bad.
So just so, knowing that it could be worse.
Yeah, so although things might not be going the way you think they should be going,
mm-hmm.
You can still have gratitude and you can still be appreciative of what you're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea too.
Yeah,
yeah, just knowing it could be worse. But also if just as a reminder, if she is... upset for some reason, it's definitely worth looking into. It's definitely worth trying to find out what's going on, because most likely there's something specific that's happening. So what I also wanted to do is imagine someone who is extremely dedicated to their job.
Okay.
Let's say whatever type of setting they work in, whether it's an office or whatever it is, there's all different types. Imagine, as dedicated as they are, they show up on time, or they show up ahead of time every day. They do more than what's expected. They are friendly, they are positive. And then think of how terrible they would feel if their boss does not appreciate them.
Terrible.
Terrible,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Really, really bad.
Yes.
Really bad. So if it works that way at a job, then, and I think a lot of us have probably experienced that at some point, working at some point in our career, you know, maybe we went above and beyond and we really were not.
We are not appreciated.
We were not given credit for all of the things we did, or... We weren't shown that we were valuable. So apply that to a marital situation. It works the same way. It's very similar. So that feeling of being devalued, like just that feeling of that you're not as worthy, or they're not giving you the credit you deserve, that's very toxic.
Yes.
That's very toxic to you. And then eventually that poison is going to spread to your partner.
And actually, it's really discouraging.
It's very,
I guess, toxic, yeah.
Extremely, extremely discouraging.
It takes out the courage out of you, and you don't want to actually do things.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's, yes, not only is that extremely hurtful to the person who's experiencing it, it will bring a lot of negative energy
into to the story, marriage. Yes.
And they, quite frankly, they might stop trying.
Yes.
That would be terrible.
Oh yeah.
So, just making those little gestures here and there, like even just saying something as simple as, "Wow, you know, I couldn't do it without you."
Yeah.
Or, "You know what? I don't know where I would be without you."
Yes.
Those statements are very powerful.
Yes.
And it can really, really, really show your partner how much they matter to you.
And, you know, most of us were saying the same things when we were dating. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you didn't have to listen to a podcast to be reminded that you need to appreciate mm-hmm. the girl or the guy you are dating. Mm-hmm. These words were just coming out. You just really thought she was all that or he mm-hmm. was all that.
Mm-hmm.
But as life goes on, the newness starts to wear off. And that's why sometimes mm-hmm. we need reminders. We just mm-hmm. need reminders to say, "Oh, you know what? She's doing so well. We just need to
mm-hmm.
appreciate."
Mm-hmm.
And you get more done when somebody is actually happy and they see that you see what they're putting into the project.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. You actually notice what they bring to the table.
Yes.
That is so important because if we go through our day-to-day schedule and it's like, okay, my wife goes to work, or I stay with the kids, I drop the kids off at the bus stop, then I clean house the whole day, I go and pick the kids up, prepare dinner, wife comes home, we watch TV, and then everybody goes to bed. So it looks like everybody steps into their own roles
okay.
throughout the day. But if, again, it all goes back to noticing and having that awareness, like, oh, he did this, and oh, she does this.
Yes.
That, and then pointing it out and just saying, you know, I am really glad that you do that.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it can make a world of difference. Really, even if a marriage right now is struggling, going mm-hmm. through a hard time.
Yes.
Believe me, if you just start showing these little signs of appreciation just here and there, just a little bit at a time, it can make a huge difference.
Yes. Especially, again, can you read that quote from William James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quote by William James is, "The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated."
So the craving to be appreciated. So if you can get mm-hmm. somebody, if you can appreciate somebody, you'll be actually fulfilled. You'll be actually feeling one of the biggest mm-hmm. principles that they have in their life, biggest needs in their life.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So I think that if we start there, if that's the baseline of just showing appreciation, then if you can meet that need, then I think that that can just pave the way for solving other problems as you go.
So somebody can say, "Oh, easy for you, Pesa. You don't know my wife. If you had my wife,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't. There's nothing to appreciate."
Oh my She's, gosh.
What do you say? Say if, easy. Yeah, somebody can say like, "Yeah, easy for you guys. You can appreciate each other right now, but mm-hmm. you don't know what I have to live with, mm-hmm. and there's no way I can appreciate her. She's putting me through hell." What do you say?
That is always a really interesting point mm-hmm. when someone brings up, "Oh, you don't know who I have to live with." That's very, very interesting. And my response to that is, marriage is not easy for anyone. It can be difficult for anybody. So we all have different problems of different levels.
Yes.
But I think we can all agree that we all share in that marriage is not easy. So once we accept that, just by accepting that fact, things become easier automatically. Just because if you know that it's the same way for everybody, there's, you know, then I think that that just helps with that whole process. But still, even if you're really, really upset with your spouse, even just the fact that you're still living in the same house, there are things that they're doing that can be appreciated. So okay. it doesn't matter. It can be anything from cleaning the house. It can be paying the bills. It can be going to work. It can be taking care of the kids. It can be doing the laundry, whatever it is. The list goes on and on and on. There is something they're doing that you can be grateful for.
That you can start with.
So we can start there.
Okay. So just tell them to that, look for something that she's doing,
mm-hmm.
that you can start with by appreciating that.
But just to start by saying, well, I can't because my marriage is difficult. That's how it is for all of us. That's how it is at everybody's house. So, but the goal here is for us to try to find, actually, you don't have to look very hard until you do find something that they are taking care of for us, that we owe a thank you for.
Okay.
So
just find something that you can start with and then build it from there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Right. And
what if I'm appreciating, somebody's like, hey, I've been appreciating my wife for all this time, but she's still upset with me. What mm-hmm. do you tell them?
Upset.
Like, I'm working on their deepest principle in human nature, which is craving for appreciation. I'm appreciating them, but my marriage is still not going anywhere.
I don't know. I would have to hear the specific issue that's going on. But honestly, I know that it is very easy for someone to start feeling as though they're being ignored.
Okay.
And that's not a reason to end a marriage or to seek happiness outside of the marriage. Just because one partner is feeling like they're being ignored
mm-hmm.
or they're being left
behind,
left at home alone a lot, or whatever the case is. Cause I've heard that before. They don't feel appreciated, so they actually think they're being ignored. But that still would not be a valid reason to, again, go and look for happiness elsewhere or with someone else. Because I don't want to get into too many details, but that is a common thing that happens sometimes. So
I think somebody feels ignored after
the feeling of being ignored or neglected.
Okay.
They can take that as they're not being appreciated, that their spouse isn't glad to have them there.
And then if somebody outside the marriage start appreciating them.
Right. Starts paying more attention to them, then
they'll cheat.
They'll feel that it's justified to pursue the new relationship, but it's not justified.
Okay.
A marriage does not fail because of one person. It fails because of two people. It's a two-way street.
Okay.
So I just wanted to throw that in there.
So, and then you had told me that you had like 10 tips on how to appreciate somebody.
Yeah. Oh, 10 tips to show appreciation
mm-hmm.
to your spouse. So I actually had five of them.
Oh, five, okay.
But if you want to do 10, I'll let you add the other five.
Let's just keep them on five, because I know the five that you have. I appreciate what you've been doing, and I know they're great.
I'm interested in hearing your five. So my first tip to show appreciation is you could even write a little note and leave it for your partner before you go to work in the morning or whatever your situation is. You could just jot down a little note saying how much you're glad about all the things they do. You're happy to have them there. You're excited about where the two of you will be going in the future. All of those good things. That's a really great way to start. The second tip is you can send a text message.
And this during the day, right?
Just at a totally random time of day. And this one might be a really nice way to interrupt the usual pattern.
By the way, I appreciate getting the text messages from you, especially when I used to work mm-hmm. outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice. And I used to love it when you used to send me a text. It's so nice to get something like that when you're not expecting it. So you can just, again, in the text, you could say, I'm the luckiest guy in the world, or I'm the luckiest lady in the world because I'm with you and I can't wait to see you later.
Yeah.
That's really good. And then, as we had mentioned earlier, spending time. I think if you can set aside a little bit of time to go for a date, I really, really, really want to strongly encourage that, because if it's the more frequent you guys are able to go for dates, or the more frequently those things happen, the stronger your bond is actually going to be.
Yes.
So, again, I know that it's sometimes it's easier said than done because of scheduling. Pesa and I have been able to go weekly.
Yes.
For a date. And again, that might be harder or easier for different couples. So wherever you can find a balance, I would totally encourage that you try to go for more dates.
Yes.
And then the fourth thing is to just say thank you.
Just say thank you.
And I know I talked about this one a little bit earlier, but the reason why this is one of the biggest ones is because it is so simple. It is so easy to do, but it's one of those things that are very easy not to do.
Okay. Or just to ignore.
It's just two words. It's easy to forget. It's easy to ignore. It's easy to brush things off. So, but saying thank you, just sometimes it's not expected either. It's kind of like the text message. It might actually come as a surprise, but it's a very, 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 very nice surprise.
Okay. Just say thank you. And can mm-hmm. you say too many thank yous?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, and then tip number 5 is just to, you can try to get them a gift.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't have to be super elaborate or really expensive or anything like that. But it's something that can show that you spent time thinking about it and you spent time going to get it.
Okay.
That is a really, really, really great way to show appreciation.
Getting them a gift. Mm-hmm. And does it matter how much it costs or just the amount of time you spent?
No, I personally don't think the price matters, but I think that it's just such a nice gesture that shows you took time out of your day to make an extra trip to wherever to get this thing. And it's something that they like, so it's going to brighten up their day anyway. So it can even be their favorite type of coffee or whatever, but it's just the fact that you remembered they like that thing and you took the time to go and get it. I think that's really huge.
Oh, okay.
So
what else can we do?
So just to recap, again, as we mentioned earlier, if you're able to show appreciation and make your spouse actually feel as though they are appreciated, you are meeting their deepest need. So according to the psychologist William James, the craving to be appreciated is the deepest human need. So
and when you take care of the appreciation part, you'll get more buy-in into most of the projects at home, and you actually get a spouse who actually likes to be there because they feel like you are noticing what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happy to be there because you're happy to have them there.
Amen.
So that's really, that's a good feeling to have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, okay, folks, thank you so much. Again, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook at /Live Your Best Marriage. And until next time, goodbye and God bless.